support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel.
We are at One Barrel Brewing Company in Egg Harbor, Door County.
And is there a place in Madison, One Barrel?
There is, yes.
So it's two barrels.
It's two one barrels.
One barrel here, that's one barrel there.
That's right. So One Barrel started off in Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. 2012 opened up little nano brewery, mm-hmm. and we have since taken off, expanded. We distribute to the whole state, and this Door County location was kind of just a chance.
Why, when, and how did they decide to branch out from Madison, which is quite a ways away?
Mm-hmm. And a very different culture.
Yeah.
I think they just wanted to pick a second location where they would have a ton of exposure, and they considered a couple of other, you know, seemingly tourist places, mm-hmm. but they both, it's a husband and wife owner, have this connection to Door County, and I think they just fell in love. And
is there a harmonic resonance going on where people are going from here down to Madison and from Madison drawing them here?
Yes. You know, that's a much smaller location, but mm-hmm. we definitely are passing people back and forth. But mm-hmm. more than anything, this Door County spot has become our hub. And even though we don't distribute to other states, mm-hmm. we're getting the whole Midwest. Like, this is just a catch-all for
that's
everybody in the, yes.
That's their destination vacation.
Exactly,
wise.
Exactly.
So you get a lot of Chicago people.
You'll notice we cater to our Bears and Packers fans here.
I was going to ask you about that.
That's right. And, you know, I know that my Wisconsin fans don't want to hear it, but mm-hmm. we do sell yeah. more Bears merchandise than Packers.
Vikings.
You know, we have a ton of Minnesota fans, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of Iowa fans as well. So, you know, we might branch out into that. But right now we have the two big guys covered, Packers
yeah.
and the Bears.
So tell us about your philosophy of your brewery, and it would be a microbrewery?
Well, yes. I think that One Barrel started off pretty early on when this whole craft beer movement mm-hmm. kicked off. And I think, you know, we were a part of that and kind of small and doing these one barrel batches, which, if you don't know, is the equivalent to two college kegs, essentially. So yeah. we did start off very small, but with this, you know, Door County location, you know, it's just exposing people to, you know, I think that's our strength, is just we can take anyone, you know, give mm-hmm. me your grandpa, give me your mom, mm-hmm. and I will find a beer for them. And just taken off from there.
Yeah.
So it's our accessibility, I think, that's great about this location. We're not trying to be uber craft and mm-hmm. turn people off. We're
right.
trying to get them in and mm-hmm. make them love beer. And we do brew experimental stuff more so in Madison, but what we have in Door County is really appealing, and it's just a good beer. Beer for beer's sake is what I say. You know, mm-hmm. we'll find something that you like, you know.
What would be your number one? Somebody isn't really knowledgeable, doesn't know anything about craft beer. What would you start them out
with? What would I suggest? Yeah. Well, I would say for starters, do a flight. I know that's the typical brewery thing, but I mean, you have to realize that so many of our customers are just tourists to Door County who didn't plan on coming and learning about a brewery. So a lot of people don't even know what a flight is. And if you don't know, of course, a beer flight is just four sample sizes mm-hmm. of any of our beers.
What percentage does that represent of your total lexicon of what you offer here, for example?
Usually we have 13 or so mm-hmm. different beers or hard ciders on draft. They're all ours. We brew our own cider as well.
And is that an apple cider?
It's made with Wisconsin apples, mm-hmm. yep. And we have a few different varieties. As I was telling people earlier, I hate to say it, but we do sell more of our cider than some of our beers, which mm-hmm. we never expected, but it's great. You know, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So our rosé cider is our most popular. So
I thought it was awesome.
Good,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's a real crowd pleaser. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the ciders. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the flights, I would start with a flight, but I do think that two of our biggest sellers up in the Door County location would be our Up North. It's our Wisconsin lager. Basically just a light, crisp, easy drinking beer, similar to a domestic.
Classic. Midwestern. Yeah.
Yep. Great day drinking beer, uh-huh. which we have so many people looking for.
Yeah.
The other would be the Door County Trolley Red, which is just a light beer brewed with Door County cherry juice. Again, light, a nice natural tart sweetness. It's not a syrupy cherry flavor. It's a true Door County cherry.
That's cool.
Yes.
And they aren't known for being sweet.
Yes.
You have to add that sugar.
Yep, exactly.
That's really cool. Okay, tell us a little bit more, because I know one, I was here in the depths of COVID world, and he was still doing just fine because we got to hang out in your giant front yard.
Yes, exactly. That
has been a lifesaver, huh?
Lifesaver is what I always say. Truthfully, I don't know how we would have gotten through. And it's a riot to see that everybody has now created this outdoor space.
Look what just, you guys started. You know,
we lucked out that we already had ours in place when COVID went down. So I kid you not, those two fire pits out there, people will be there. It'll be 2 degrees below, and people are still out there fully dressed drinking beer. And that's Wisconsin for you.
That's so cool. So right now we're coming in the middle of winter and the place is packed.
It is. Yes. You know, and we do shrink our hours down a little bit, but we still find that this winter season is, it's just a different, it's a whole different feel. Still busy, still amazing people looking for a spot to hang out. So even though we don't have our massive front yard, as I like to say, it's like drinking in someone's backyard. Really, that is the feel. Or to me, or you know, I'm a Badger. I went to UW-Madison, so on a Saturday here, when it's warm, it feels like you're day drinking before a Badger game. But we still have that vibe in the winter. It's still this cozy meeting place, and you know, Egg Harbor is a little bit quieter, but we still want to be this hub for people. So we'll stay open the whole year, definitely.
I love it.
Yep.
Okay. Anything you want to add? Now's your time.
I would just say, come to Door County. Mm-hmm. Come to Door County, explore each little pocket on the peninsula, and each one of those little pockets has its own brewery, its own winery, you know, a great nature preserve, you know, amazing restaurants. Just take time exploring each of those places, and then definitely come land at One Barrel. We will get you a beer, a great one. That would be my takeaway. Yeah. Explore the peninsula. It's amazing.
So if somebody wanted to learn more about your world,
they can look us up online, the True One Barrel site, but my preference would be look us up on social media, Facebook, Instagram.
What's your favorite? Instagram?
You know, I'm an Instagrammer, but Facebook definitely is our biggest reach, biggest access point would be Facebook. And we always post all of our new happenings. I like that that's kind of a living source. Mm-hmm. Everything's going on there. So if people want to know, are you open? What's the new beer? Follow us on social media. And my name is Olivia Templin, and I am the operations manager of One Barrel Door County.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Door County. We'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolff, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. And in fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.